WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Earlier this summer, Kevin Costner starred as Elliot Ness in the movie The Untouchables. Now, in Roger Donaldson's new thriller No Way Out, Costner plays another good guy caught in a tight spot. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
The timing is just about perfect. No Way Out is a thriller about political shenanigans that makes Ollie North look lazy. And it's set among the corridors and caverns of the Pentagon, which on film looks like one giant covert operation. The source of the movie is Kenneth Fearing's 1940s novel The Big Clock, which was made into a solid film noir starring Ray Milland in 1948. The story then involved an evil crime magazine editor who killed his girlfriend and then put one of his top reporters on the case. Robert Garland, the screenwriter of No Way Out, has had a better idea. He's made the United States Secretary of Defense, played by Gene Hackman, kill his flirty girlfriend, Sean Young, in a jealous snit. Now the Defense Secretary's new attaché, Kevin Costner, has to find the killer. But Costner has troubles of his own, because as it happens, he was also the dead girl's lover. That's a crackerjack premise, and the director, Roger Donaldson, makes everything tauter with each passing moment. The whole movie is a giant, lethally effective game of what did they know and when did they know it. Donaldson has a way of making the winding Pentagon hallways, so full of dirty secrets, come to reflect the secret corridors of the characters' minds. Each has something terrible to hide, and yet each has to participate in a massive charade that gets more dangerous by the second. Robert Garland's dialogue is clever and nasty, and every line has layers. Each character hears the same words we hear, and we can also see that each interprets them in his own way. Some of these people are pretty nasty, especially the secretary's assistant, played by the New York theater actor Will Patton.
I expect you to follow direct orders, and I expect you to demonstrate the personal loyalty to which both the secretary and I have every right.
You expect a lot.
I depend on you.
Oh,
Fred.
God!
And, Tom, if it were your intention to do anything to bring down David Bryce, then I'd have no choice but to make sure that you didn't get away with it.
Thank you for the warning.
I'm quite certain it's unnecessary. When you calm down, you'll see that we're following the only possible course.
Patton's performance is creepy and vicious, and a little over the top for my taste. The other performers are superb. Costner sheds some of the stiffness he had as Elliot Ness in The Untouchables, and those eyes still don't reflect the kind of intelligence or illusion of intelligence that makes movie stars. At least he seems like a living, breathing human being here. So does Gene Hackman, who takes the kind of two-dimensional role most actors would sleepwalk through and turns it into something rich and touching. The biggest surprise is Sean Young, who's been little more than a pretty face in movies like Blade Runner and Dune, and now proves that she can really act. Her performance is sensual and witty and fascinating. In fact, the only really damaging mistake in the movie comes at the end. The final twist is a real surprise, but it's also an ugly slap in the face, and it invalidates everything that's gone before it. Dwell on it, and the movie will fall apart before your eyes. Ignore it, and you've got the best, most entertaining political thriller since Salvador.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.